Right. So we're diving into this becoming your own banker idea.
Okay.
You sent over some really interesting material on this, and I have to admit the concept is intriguing,
Yeah.
but also a little bit intimidating at first.
It can be.
Yeah, it feels like one of those things
Maybe
that
it's
could
gone.
either be totally bogus or revolutionary.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, it definitely challenges how we think about money. That's for sure. What I think is really fascinating about it, though, is
Okay.
it's not about like risky investments
Right.
or getting rich quick schemes.
Right.
It's more about shifting your mindset
Okay.
and using tools that you may already have available
Okay.
in a different way,
Is
in a
there?
way that benefits,
Yeah.
folks like right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
The material you sent over focuses on using dividend-paying whole life insurance
Right.
as a personal banking system. I think for most people, when they think about life insurance, myself included, it's just that death benefit.
Right.
You know, something to protect your loved ones if something happens to you. How does that connect to banking?
That's the common misconception,
Okay.
and that's what makes this so counterintuitive
Yeah.
and interesting to look at.
Okay.
The core principle is that the cash value
Okay.
of a dividend-paying whole life insurance policy can act as a savings and loan system.
Interesting.
It's about building long-term financial stability and independence,
Got it.
not just a safety net.
Okay. So it's like you're creating your own
Yeah.
mini bank within your life insurance policy.
Exactly.
Okay. I see. I'm starting to see the potential here,
Yeah.
especially for folks in our community, you know, looking to build a more secure financial future.
Absolutely.
But let's break this down further.
Okay.
You keep mentioning dividends.
Right.
For those of us who aren't financial wizards, how do dividends work in the context of life insurance?
Well, the source material we have here highlights that participating
Okay.
in the insurance company's profits through dividends is a key advantage of this type of policy.
Okay.
Think of it like this. You have guaranteed cash value growth,
Okay.
similar to interest you'd get in a savings account.
Right.
But on top of that, you have the potential for dividends, which are based on the insurance company's performance.
Interesting.
So it's kind of like having this built-in growth accelerator that
Okay.
helps you build cash value faster.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I've also heard people say that life insurance is a poor investment.
Right.
How does this becoming your own banker concept address that?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
And it's something the source material directly tackles.
Okay.
The analogy they use is comparing traditional banking with life insurance.
Okay.
Both involve depositing,
Right.
borrowing, and earning returns.
Yeah.
But with life insurance, you're acting as both the depositor and the borrower.
Okay.
So you're cutting out the middleman, the bank,
Yeah.
and potentially reaping greater rewards.
Interesting.
Imagine having more control over your money
Yeah.
and keeping more of the profits
Right.
within your own system. That's the potential we're talking about.
Oh, on this is where I get a bit skeptical.
Okay.
Are we really saying that we can cut banks out of the equation entirely?
Well,
How realistic is that for the average person, especially here in our community, where people rely on banks for, you know, everyday transactions?
It's not about eliminating banks altogether.
Okay.
It's about understanding how the system works
Okay.
and finding ways to use it to your advantage.
Okay.
The idea is that you can potentially reduce your reliance on banks for certain financial needs,
Got it.
like loans,
Okay.
by leveraging your own resources
Okay.
through your life insurance policy.
Okay.
This could be particularly beneficial, for small business owners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, who are
Wow.
constantly seeking funding for equipment or expansion.
So it's about having more options
Exactly.
and potentially saving money
Yes.
on interest payments over time. I
Absolutely.
see how that could be appealing, especially for folks who are already paying a lot in bank fees and interest.
Right.
But let's get practical here. Can you give me a concrete example
Sure.
of how someone might actually apply this concept
Yeah.
in their daily life?
Okay.
Something that would resonate with our listeners in the Deer Park area.
Let's say you're a contractor in Pasadena
Okay.
and you need a new truck for your business.
Right.
Instead of taking out a traditional auto loan from a bank, you could tap into the cash value
Okay.
of your life insurance policy to finance the purchase.
Okay.
Now, the source material emphasizes
Yeah.
treating yourself like a responsible banker.
Okay.
So you'd make timely
All right,
repayments with
sure.
a reasonable interest rate.
Makes sense.
By doing this, you're essentially paying that interest to yourself.
Okay.
Increasing your cash value rather than lining the pockets of a bank.
I can see how that could make a big difference for someone who's starting a business or trying to grow their operations.
Right.
It's like investing in yourself and your future.
Absolutely.
Rather than just making someone else rich.
Yeah.
It aligns with the think and act locally spirit.
Yeah. Right.
Putting that money back into the local economy.
Mm-hmm.
But the source material also challenges some conventional thinking around finance.
It does.
Particularly the idea of the all-American man.
Okay.
Who seems to be doing everything right.
Right.
But ends up trapped in a cycle of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. What's fascinating here is that the source material points out that the all-American man, despite working hard and following the traditional path, often ends up trapped in a cycle of debt because the interest he pays on loans far outweighs the returns he earns on savings.
I see.
This is where becoming your own banker offers a powerful alternative by potentially allowing you to reduce interest payments and potentially accelerate wealth building.
Interesting.
By leveraging the cash value of your policy.
It's almost like the system is rigged against us.
In a way.
But with the right knowledge and tools, we can break free from that cycle.
Exactly.
That's a pretty empowering message.
Yeah.
Especially for folks in our community who are looking to build a better future for themselves and their families.
Absolutely.
This concept of taking control really resonates with me.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to wrap my head around the practicalities.
Okay.
Can you give us more specific examples of how this works in real life?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The source material features a compelling story.
Okay.
About a logging business owner who faced constant equipment financing challenges. By utilizing his dividend-paying whole life insurance, he was able to create a personal banking system allowing him to finance equipment purchases without relying heavily on traditional lenders.
Okay.
Over time, the cash value of his policies grew, providing him with passive income and long-term financial security.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
And I can definitely see how that would resonate with our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of hardworking entrepreneurs and small business owners in our community who could benefit from this kind of approach. It shows that it's not just some abstract theory.
Exactly.
But a real-world solution
that
can make a tangible difference.
It is. Yeah. And that's just one example.
Okay.
The concept can be applied to a variety of financial goals, from buying a home to funding your children's education.
Right.
It's about having more control over your money.
Got it.
And making choices that align with your values and aspirations.
This is all starting to click into place.
Good.
It's not just about saving money.
Right.
It's about strategically using your money to work for you.
Yeah.
Creating a cycle of financial growth and stability. But I know what our listeners are thinking right now.
Okay.
They're probably wondering, this all sounds great.
Right.
But how do I even begin to wrap my head around this? The source material uses a really interesting analogy.
Yes.
Involving a grocery store to illustrate the core principles.
Right.
Can you walk us through that?
The grocery store analogy is a fantastic way to visualize this concept.
Okay.
Imagine you own a grocery store.
Okay.
You have shelves stocked with goods.
Right.
Representing the cash value in your life insurance policy.
Okay.
Customers come in to buy those goods.
Yeah.
Just like you might need to access money for various expenses, you as the owner are both the buyer and the seller.
Okay.
Controlling the flow of money within your system.
Okay. So the grocery store represents our life insurance policy.
Yes.
And the inventory is like our cash value.
Precisely.
Okay.
You can buy and sell money through policy loans and repayments.
Okay.
Just like a store owner buys and sells goods.
Got it.
You're in control setting the terms.
Okay.
And ensuring your financial business stays healthy.
This analogy really helps to break down the concept into something more tangible and less intimidating.
Right.
But what about financial discipline?
That's where the back door of the grocery store comes into play.
Okay.
You can't just take money out the back door without paying.
Right.
Or you'll deplete your resources.
Yeah.
Similarly, with your life insurance policy, you need to treat yourself like a responsible banker.
Okay.
Making timely repayments.
Right.
And managing your loans strategically.
Yeah.
Is crucial to ensure your financial business thrives.
So just like a grocery store owner needs to carefully manage their inventory and cash flow. We need to approach our life insurance policy
Yeah.
With the same level of responsibility and discipline.
Absolutely.
This analogy is fantastic.
It is a good one.
It really brings the concept to life.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about making smart financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And building a system that supports
yeah.
your long-term goals and values.
This has been incredibly insightful so far.
Good.
I think we've laid a great foundation
mm-hmm.
for understanding the basics of becoming your own banker.
Okay.
But there's still so much more to explore.
There is.
Stay tuned for part two.
Okay.
Where we'll delve deeper into real-world applications.
All right.
And address some common concerns about this approach.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into becoming your own banker. Before we move on, I want to address something you brought up earlier.
Okay.
You asked how realistic it is to cut banks out of the equation entirely.
Yeah.
While that might not be feasible for everyone.
Right.
The source material suggests that this concept can at least help reduce our dependence on traditional banking systems.
That's a good point. It's about finding a balance.
Right.
Right. We're not advocating for a complete rejection of banks.
Right.
But rather exploring alternative ways to manage our finances
mm-hmm.
and potentially achieve greater financial independence.
Yeah.
Something that resonates with the think and act locally ethos, right?
Absolutely. It's about taking control.
Yeah.
And making choices that empower us.
Right.
Rather than feeling trapped by the limitations of conventional systems.
I like that.
And that can be particularly important for residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
where a strong sense of self-reliance and community is deeply ingrained.
Speaking of community,
yes,
the source material also highlights the concept of using dividend-paying whole life insurance
okay.
for multi-generational wealth building.
Right.
This feels especially relevant mm-hmm. for families in our area
yeah.
who are thinking about the long-term well-being of their loved ones. Can you tell us more about that?
Think about the legacy you want to leave.
Okay.
For your family here in Deer Park.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your children and grandchildren
yeah.
having the financial freedom
yeah.
to pursue their dreams,
mm-hmm.
start businesses, or invest in their own communities.
Wow.
That's the kind of impact this concept can have.
That's a powerful idea.
It is.
It's not just about taking care of ourselves,
right.
but setting up future generations for success.
Exactly.
It really ties into the think and act locally
mm.
mission yeah. of building a stronger future for our entire community.
Yeah.
But it also challenges the conventional wisdom about retirement planning, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The source material raises some thought-provoking questions
right.
about the traditional model of retirement.
Okay.
It suggests that relying solely
mm.
on conventional retirement accounts,
okay.
which are often subject to market fluctuations
right.
and restrictive withdrawal rules,
yeah.
might not be the most effective strategy,
yeah.
especially in today's uncertain economic climate.
So it's about having more control
yes.
and flexibility
right.
over our retirement savings
mm-hmm.
rather than being locked into a system that might not serve our best interest.
Exactly.
I can see how that would be appealing
yeah.
to folks in our community who value independence
mm-hmm.
and want to create a more personalized approach to retirement planning.
Absolutely. It's about building a financial system
yeah.
that works for you.
Right.
Not the other way around.
Okay.
And that can be incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
Especially as we face increasing economic uncertainty.
You know, I've always been wary
okay.
of traditional financial advice,
mm-hmm.
especially the one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
That doesn't take into account
yeah.
individual circumstances or goals.
I understand your skepticism.
Okay.
The financial world can feel overwhelming and complex.
It can.
And it's easy to feel like you're just following the herd.
Right.
But the source material emphasizes that you don't have to be a financial expert
Victor.
To take control of your finances.
Okay.
It's about understanding the basic principles.
Right.
And working with knowledgeable professionals who can guide you along the way.
That's reassuring.
Good.
I think a lot of folks in our community
yeah.
are looking for practical guidance,
mm-hmm.
not just abstract financial theories.
Right.
They want to know how to apply these concepts to their everyday lives
yeah.
and achieve tangible results.
Absolutely. And that's where the real power of this concept lies.
All right.
It's not just about accumulating wealth,
right?
But about using your resources strategically
yeah.
to create a life of financial security and freedom.
Can you give us some more real life examples
sure.
of how people have successfully implemented these principles?
Mm-hmm.
Stories that might resonate with our listeners in the Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena area.
The source material is full of inspiring stories.
Okay.
One that stands out is about a young couple. in a similar community
right.
who use this approach to purchase their first home.
Okay.
They are initially discouraged
yeah.
by the high cost of housing and the complexities of the mortgage process.
It can be really daunting.
It can be. But by leveraging their life insurance policies
okay.
and working with a financial advisor who understood their unique situation,
mm-hmm.
they were able to secure a mortgage with favorable terms.
Wow.
And achieve their dream of homeownership.
That's fantastic. It's a real testament.
It is.
To the power of knowledge
yeah.
and finding the right resources.
Right.
It's also a reminder that this concept can be applied
mm-hmm.
to a variety of financial goals.
Absolutely.
Not just retirement planning.
Exactly. It's about thinking outside the box
yeah.
and finding creative solutions that align with your values and aspirations.
Okay. I'm getting fired up here. I can see how this could really
yeah.
transform how we think.
Yeah.
About managing our finances, not just as individuals, but as a community. It's not just about saving money.
Exactly.
But strategically using your money to work for you.
Right.
Creating a cycle of financial growth and stability
mm-hmm.
that benefits everyone.
I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
And that's what makes this concept so exciting.
Yeah.
It's about empowering ourselves and our communities to create a more prosperous future.
But let's be realistic.
Okay.
Building a personal banking system takes time and effort.
It does.
It's not something that happens overnight.
Right.
What advice does the source material offer?
Will you?
For those who are just starting out on this journey.
Okay.
What are some practical steps they can take?
One of the key recommendations is to start small and be consistent.
Okay.
It's about building a solid foundation brick by brick.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to do everything at once.
Right.
Maybe you start by increasing your savings contributions.
Okay.
Or exploring different types of life insurance policies.
So it's like any other important endeavor. You need a solid plan and a supportive team to guide you along the way.
It's about making informed decisions, having a long-term vision,
right.
and surrounding yourself with people
yeah.
who can help you navigate the complexities of the financial world.
And speaking of guidance,
yeah.
the source material also touches on the importance of financial literacy and mindset.
That's right.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
What's fascinating is that the source material
okay.
doesn't just focus on the technical aspects of finance.
Mm-hmm.
It also delves into the psychological and emotional aspects of money management.
Interesting.
It emphasizes the importance of developing a healthy relationship with money.
Okay.
One that's based on empowerment, abundance, and long-term thinking.
So it's not just about crunching numbers.
It's not.
But about shifting your mindset and beliefs around money.
Exactly.
That's a powerful idea.
It is. It's about understanding how our thoughts and emotions
yeah.
influence our financial decisions and developing a more conscious and intentional approach
right.
to managing our money.
This is so important.
It is.
Especially in today's world
yeah.
where we're constantly bombarded with messages
mm-hmm.
about consumerism and instant gratification.
Absolutely.
It's easy to get caught up in the short term.
It is.
But becoming your own banker encourages us to take a step back
yes.
and focus on the long game.
You hit the nail on the head.
Thanks.
It's about having a clear vision for your financial future
all right.
and making choices that align with that vision,
mm-hmm.
even when it requires patience, discipline,
mm-hmm.
and a willingness to challenge conventional thinking.
You know what I appreciate about this concept?
Okay.
Is that it's not just about personal gain.
Yeah.
It's about using our financial resources
right.
to make a difference in the lives of others.
Yes.
And contribute to the well-being of our community.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
The source material emphasizes that true financial success isn't just about individual wealth accumulation.
Right.
It's also about using our resources
yeah.
to make a difference in the lives of others
mm-hmm.
and contribute to the well-being of our community.
Exactly.
Imagine what we could achieve.
Yeah.
If everyone in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena felt empowered
right.
to take control of their finances and
yep.
invest in their community.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vision that gets me excited.
Do it.
It's about building a more prosperous future,
yep.
not just for ourselves,
right.
but for generations to come.
Exactly.
And it starts with each of us taking responsibility
mm-hmm.
for our financial well-being
right.
and making choices that benefit our community as a whole.
Well said. It's about recognizing
yeah.
that we have the power to shape our own financial destinies
mm.
and create a ripple effect of positive change.
This has been an incredibly insightful discussion so far.
It has.
We've explored the philosophy behind becoming your own banker and delved into some inspiring real-world examples. But I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear more about the nuts and bolts of how this concept actually works.
Okay.
In part three, we'll unpack the mechanics of dividend-paying whole life insurance.
Right.
And explore how it can be used to build a personal banking system.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
We'll break down the key features of these policies and provide practical tips on how to leverage them effectively.
All right, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into becoming your own banker.
Okay.
We've talked about the philosophy,
the
potential benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We've even heard some pretty inspiring stories.
Right.
Now let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
How does this whole thing actually work?
Well, it all hinges on a specific type of life insurance.
Okay.
Dividend-paying whole life insurance.
Okay.
It's the engine that drives this whole concept.
Okay, so in the previous parts, you compared dividend-paying whole life insurance to a high-performance racing bike, saying that, you know, they both get you from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
But the racing bike has all these extra features.
Right.
What are those features that make this type of life insurance so powerful for becoming your own banker?
One of the key features, as we touched on earlier, is the guaranteed cash value growth.
Okay.
Think of it like a built-in savings account within your policy that grows at a guaranteed rate.
Okay.
It's a financial foundation that's always there, providing stability and peace of mind.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's happening in the stock market.
So even if the economy takes a downturn, or the stock market crashes, my cash value is still protected and growing.
That's right.
Okay, that's pretty reassuring.
Yeah.
Especially in today's uncertain economic climate.
It is. It provides a level of security that traditional investments often lack.
Okay.
And then on top of that guaranteed growth, you have the potential for dividends.
Okay.
These are non-guaranteed payments that are based on the performance of the insurance company.
Okay.
Historically, well-managed mutual life insurance companies have a solid track record of paying dividends to their policyholders.
Right, so it's like an added bonus.
Yeah, like a bonus.
That accelerates the growth of your cash value.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got guaranteed growth.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the potential for dividends.
Right.
What else makes this type of policy stand out?
Another crucial feature is the ability to borrow against your cash value.
Okay.
It's like having a line of credit that you can access whenever you need it.
Okay.
But with a twist.
Okay. What's the twist?
The interest you pay on these loans often goes back into your own policy.
Interest.
Further fueling its growth. It's a win-win situation.
Wait a minute. So I'm essentially paying interest to myself.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
I know.
How does that benefit me in the long run?
Think of it this way. When you take out a traditional loan from a bank, you're paying interest to the bank, increasing their profits.
Yeah.
But when you borrow against your own life insurance policy, you're keeping that interest within your own system.
Got it.
It's like creating a closed loop.
Okay.
Where your money is constantly working for you.
Okay. I'm starting to see the appeal here.
Yeah.
It's like flipping the script on the traditional financial system.
That's right.
Instead of making the banks richer, I'm using my money to build my own financial fortress.
Exactly.
But let's get concrete. Can you walk us through a scenario of how this might work in real life?
Okay.
Something our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena could relate to.
Imagine this. You've been diligently paying your premiums.
Okay.
Your cash value is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And you decide to finally invest in that food truck.
Okay.
You've always dreamed of opening up in Pasadena.
Right.
Instead of heading to a bank for a loan, you borrow against your life insurance policy.
Okay.
You set the terms.
Uh-huh.
You make timely repayments.
Mm-hmm.
And that interest you're paying goes right back into your policy.
Okay.
Further increasing its value.
So I'm financing my dream.
Yeah.
While simultaneously building my financial security.
That's the idea.
Okay, that's pretty ingenious.
Yeah, it's a powerful concept.
But what if something happens?
Yeah.
And I can't make those repayments.
Mm-hmm.
What are the risks involved?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's important to approach the strategy with caution and careful planning.
Okay.
Like any loan, if you fail to make repayments, there could be consequences.
Right.
It's crucial to work with a knowledgeable financial advisor who can help you assess the risks and develop a plan that mitigates them.
That makes sense. It's not a magic bullet.
Right.
It requires responsible planning and management.
It does.
But I can see how this concept could be a game changer.
Yeah.
For folks in our community who are looking for alternative ways to achieve their financial goals.
It's about taking control, making informed decisions, and creating a system that works for you, not against you.
Right.
It's about thinking long term and building a legacy
of
financial stability for yourself and your loved ones.
You know what I find most inspiring about this concept?
That's right.
Is that it's not just about personal gain.
Right.
It's about building a stronger community.
Absolutely.
When we become more financially secure, we're better equipped to support local businesses, invest in our neighborhoods, and create a ripple effect of positive change.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that our individual financial choices have a collective impact.
Mm-hmm.
When we empower ourselves financially, we empower our communities as well.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground from the philosophical underpinnings to the practical mechanics.
Right.
I hope our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena feel inspired and empowered to explore this concept further.
Me too.
Remember, knowledge is power. And taking control of your finances is the first step towards building a brighter future.
Yes.
For yourself and your community.
Well said.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Perfect.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you and our listeners.
Thanks for having me.
And as always, thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Think and Act Locally. If you found value in this deep dive, please consider supporting our show by visiting thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You can find the link in our show notes. Your contributions help us continue to bring you valuable information and empower our community to thrive. Until next time, remember to think locally and act locally.